And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Sounds like a few showers ahead the next few days. Of course, it's Thursday, the 22nd of April. Well, only 3 days until Anzac Day. And I'm wearing my poppy proudly this morning. And Anzac Day being on a Sunday without a holiday, I think it has a slight risk this year of sort of going under the radar a little bit or something like that. So make sure you get out there and support RSL and the people with the poppies and all the things that are happening around Anzac Day, albeit with the COVID restraints that we're all challenged with at the moment. Hope you've had a great week. I certainly have. I got to go to the tour and opening of Lyrebird College in Coldstream on Friday. Wow, what an amazing school there. And have a look at their website and see the amazing things that Lyrebird College are doing for kids with disabilities right here in our own community. That's just absolutely fantastic. I've spent the last couple of days in Bendigo and was part of the launch of the Bendigo Food Share, 17 organisations, community groups, getting together to address food shortage and the needs of community up there. And, of course, the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal are doing amazing things, celebrating 20 years right now, supporting rural and regional communities with grants and support and connections of all kinds, very proudly over the years. And I got to be a part of that as well. So let's, before I introduce my very special guests this morning, just give a flag for next week's program, because having mentioned Anzac Day in 3 days, I don't have a program on Sunday, but we do next Thursday. And so next Thursday, I will be talking with the amazing Bob Ganaway from the RSL. We'll be talking about the Rats of Tobruk and, Anzac Day celebrations, commemorations. So make sure you're a part of that with me next Thursday morning. We look forward to that. Right here in the studio this morning, I have two very special people from, I've just found out that Christy is from Powelltown, so I was or thereabouts, involved in the footy up there at least. I know that, and Rodney. But let me introduce them properly. Rodney McHale is as well as being a life member of the footy up there in Warburton, is also chair of the community bank that provides has branches and provides support to communities in Warburton and Yarra Junction and Powelltown and all those places all around the community there. And Christy Sumner is the senior manager. Is that the right title, Christy?
It is, Bruce.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so for the community bank, and I'm going to be talking with them about some of the amazing sports programs and things that we do. We've called the program this morning Good Sports, I know there's, all of you that are listening are good sports as well, so we look forward to your participation this morning. Let's start with you, Rodney. You're obviously a local. If you're a life member of the footy up there, that means you've been involved in the footy for a long time, and it probably means you've been living up there for a long time as well. How long have you lived in the Yarra Valley community?
Bruce, good morning. Over 60 years now.
So oh, there you go.
I wasn't born in Warburton, but came up very young, so I've lived there all those 60 years and
fantastic.
Certainly played all my football and cricket with the Warburton and Warburton Millgrove Football and Cricket Club. So, yeah, been there a while.
Fantastic. And what have you worked in professionally, Rodney? What has been your career?
I've been in local government for all of my life, virtually, over 40 years as a governance consultant or a governance officer. So that's been a very rewarding career for me, actually.
Yes, and of course, local government has changed a lot with amalgamations and mergers and boundary changes and all of those things. And that's been quite a journey, Rodney, over the years.
It certainly has. Yeah, I originally started at Yarra Junction at the what was then the Upper Yarra Council.
Upper Yarra Council. Wow.
Yeah, went to Lilydale. Which then amalgamated, so Healesville up again,
yes,
et cetera, and then ended up at Knox. So I spent my last 20 years at Knox
City of Knox
Council,
right,
and retired about 5 years ago.
Fantastic. And, of course, as many of our listeners will know, the Shire of Yarra Rangers, as we now know ourselves, is one of the biggest anywhere, isn't it? And we've sort of got a mix of metro and rural there, Rodney.
Yeah, absolutely. Geographically, it's very large. And in terms of numbers, it's not that significant. But that's, of course, one of its challenges.
Yes.
As you say, you've got that mix of the two different, the rural and the more city. I worked there for 20 years, and there was a lot of challenges in making that work. But
fantastic.
I know there's probably a little bit of criticism of them from time to time, but I think they do a great job.
There's some amazing people in local council. There certainly is. And the fact that you're in governance and so on support, Rodney, we've had a number of programs here with our own Megan Buntine, who's at the moment in Broome. Hi, Megan, if you're streaming us today, I know you listen in. We've been talking about governance, good governance with not-for-profit and community organisations as well, being really important.
Certainly, yeah. And that's one of the things I think I've been able to add to my role as chair of Up Yarra Community Enterprise. Having someone in on the board with that
knowledge,
I think it's been an advantage, and
I'm sure it has. Right,
very, very important when you're using community assets, etc.
It absolutely is. Sitting right next to you is Christy Sumner. I've got to be careful this morning, Christy. If I call you the other K name, as in Kirsty, please forgive me, because I've spent the last 2 days with a Kirsty, and I'm just thinking, oh, I've got to make sure I call you Christy. So, Christy, there is no way you have spent 60 years in Warburton, because you're only half that age. So tell us a little bit about, where do you live and how long have you been in the Valley?
Hi, Bruce. My family is originally from the Valley, so generations.
So more than 60 years.
Probably.
There you go.
Probably, I would say very comfortably more than 60 years. I've been in and out of the Valley my whole entire life. We've been back from Port Douglas for 8 years now. So
you're noticing the cooler temperatures at the moment, Christy.
Yeah, look, I think we're accustomed to it now.
Yeah, fantastic. So you've been back for how long?
About eight years now.
Terrific. And was that a big adjustment coming back with family connections and history and all of that?
So it was good to be back closer to family and my two boys. We have two young boys and they go to school and they're involved in a lot of community sports in the area. So it's been fantastic, and it's a great community to raise children in, so it's been great.
Terrific. And we're going to be talking all about sports in a moment. I'm a little bit aware, we've got no footies here in the studio this morning, but I am aware, because a little birdie told me that yourself and Rodney are on opposite sides of the sports ground for as late as last Saturday, I believe, Christy.
There's definitely some friendly competition this season.
Terrific. We're going to hear all about our good sports here in the studio, good sports happening in Warburton, Yarra Junction, Powtown and all around the valley right after, a little bit of Footloose. Thanks for joining us this morning for Community Conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Bruce Argyle, and my very special guests here in the studio this morning are Christy Sumner and Rodney McHale. We're talking, well, good sports. We're talking Warburton, Yarra Junction, and, well, lots of other places around there too, I know. Well, not that I know all of them, but there is lots of sport happening in our community. We know, though, there hasn't been as much in the last 12 months or so. It's been quite challenging for our sports and community groups. But before we go there, Rodney, I'm just wondering. I know you're involved. You're in the bowls club and the footy club and probably a few other clubs as well. What about just a quick snapshot for listeners on the sports groups that do exist in the community right now? Who are they all? Tell us, just rattle off a few for us.
Okay, well, there's quite a range, obviously. So most football and netball are together now. So most of the Yarra Junction, Powerland, Warburton are all football and netball clubs. But there's junior comps and senior comps. You've got soccer, tennis, golf, cricket, pony club, bowls, netball, basketball. I think I mentioned netball. Yeah. Basketball.
Mountain bikes.
Mountain biking, and that's about to grow, hopefully.
Yeah.
So there's, it's a very big sport community.
Yeah. And do you think that's been a hallmark of the community over the years, or has that changed anyway? Has it got stronger, weaker, just different?
I think sport generally has changed over the last 5 or 6 years, and as parents, there's a lot more priorities and
yes.
a lot of families working to both partners.
Competing for your time.
So, yep. So I think it is tougher. We're finding numbers in most sports have dropped, but it's still very much alive and well in the Yarra Valley. I know from the bowls, I'm involved in the local bowls club at Warburton, and our numbers have probably remained static for the last 4 or 5 years. But 15 years ago, it was 100. We had 100 members. We're now down to 50.
Right.
So that's the sort of thing that is happening, I think, in most sport around the valley.
Yes. My favourite pun when we talk about bowls is you having a bit of bias there, Rodney, but that's fantastic. Christy, the last 12 months have been difficult for any community group, for any sports group. We've seen, obviously huge impacts, huge restrictions on, groups' capacity to raise money, to even play sport and so on. What's been your experience, with local sporting groups?
Yeah, Bruce, obviously, given the restrictions that were imposed over COVID, most clubs were unable to operate to any capacity.
Mm.
Some affected more than others, and we saw this period of time where children that were playing sport 3 or 4 times a week and potentially adults didn't have that option anymore.
Mm.
So to see the clubs now reforming and restarting in this season has been fantastic. I've attended a few different sports over the last few weeks, and the numbers in the community that are getting out there have been really fantastic. So
it's great to see.
Yeah, it's been really good, and I think it's important for the community to rebuild and get out there and be together in those sort of sporting environments, I guess you could say.
Mm. I mean, traditionally we would espouse sporting activities in terms of good health, in terms of challenging with obesity and the sense of belonging that people get from sport and contact and the sense of community, all those things. How have they been challenged? Do you think that the community has been weakened or weaker for not having sport in the last 12 months much?
Obviously, there has been impacts, but I think the opportunity now to get back to it has probably given us more opportunity to make those connections stronger, and just the interaction that people were lacking over the COVID period is now able to be recommenced. So I think that we'll come back bigger and better, and just from what we're seeing over the last few weeks with footy and netball back and big clubs actually being able to operate at full capacity, it's been fantastic.
Fantastic. That's wonderful to hear. Rodney, putting your Community Bank Chair's hat on just for a moment, I've been reading here that you've given out since you set up 1.2 million that is to sporting clubs and groups. I mean, that is a fantastic record, fantastic history. What's the motivation to giving sports clubs, sports groups such a high priority? Why do you see that as such an important area to be working in?
I think one of the key issues is really health and well-being, and so people, and particularly young people, participating in sport is what we're very keen to see. And it is hard for, particularly in the Valley. There are some socioeconomic issues, so if we can support those clubs so everybody gets the opportunity to participate in whatever sport it may be, then we're very willing to help. Always looking for opportunities to support clubs in that way.
So are you thinking about things like access and inclusion and so people, as you say, all have the opportunity?
Absolutely. And as if we look at football, a lot more involvement at the moment in women playing football. So if we can support that in some way, Yarra Junction's been a very big advocate in our area in that in that space. So any support we can provide the clubs to build new sport, new opportunities, but along that equity and equity and access basis, we're very happy to support them.
Fantastic. So you really are good sports, Rodney. Cora's wanting to ask questions, I know, so I'll ask one for her. When we talk about women's sport, how is that changing the landscape? Obviously young girls, women being more involved, perhaps having a higher profile than they might have had in the past. Is that helping build community?
Well, I think it's not just helping build community, but it's helping build self-respect and all of those sorts of issues as well. So, and it's just builds great relationships within the clubs. I know in particular, if I can refer to netball and football weren't together years ago. They've recently, in the last 10 years, come together.
Yes.
It's made an enormous been an enormous benefit to the clubs and to see these young people together in a really safe environment has been fantastic, and building relationships that way. So those sports were traditionally segregated. They've come together, and I'm sure we don't have football at Warburton, the women's football at Warburton, but I'm sure the same
thing. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Yeah. It's in the pipeline.
Fantastic. Did you want to add anything, Christy?
I just think the profile now of some women in sport is not only helping build that inclusivity in the community, but it's also having that knock-on effect to more respect in different aspects of everyday life that we're doing. And it's just making that inclusiveness and connection a lot easier for women in a number of industries, I think. So
terrific. And if you've just joined us, you're listening to Rodney McHale, who's the chair of the Upper Yarra Community Enterprise Community Bank, and Christy Sumner, who is the senior manager. And we're talking good sports, local sports and recreation. And, we're not going to stop doing that, and neither is our next song, because it's Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop.
Open your eyes, look at the day, you'll see.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations on a Thursday. Well, Thursday the 22nd of April. For those of you who like to plan ahead, after 11 o'clock this morning, Cora on Art Journal will be talking with Luke St. Clair and the amazing Paul with his new reality zine. So tune in for that. And 1 week from today, I will be talking to Bob Gannaway about Anzac Day, the Rats of Tobruk, and Anzac Day commemorations by the RSL and so on. So make sure you tune in next Thursday at 9 o'clock. But today, I have got two very good sports in the studio, in Christy Sumner and Rodney McHale, and we're talking about local sport. We're talking about, well, lots of activity. And I was just asking Christy off air, what do you see, Christy, as the challenges around local sport recreation activity at the moment? What are the tough bits as we look at 2021 post COVID or thereabouts?
I think post-COVID and pre-COVID, it's about having the opportunity for especially the younger children in our area, so that making sure that the support of different grants and community groups is available to them for those clubs to keep running all options and all age groups, so that families can provide that sport necessity for their children in our local area.
And does that become a little bit problematic with, you know, the number of students who might go to school down the line, for example, in terms of keeping them involved in local sport?
I'm sure that impacts in some respects. And, you know, although we are in the country, I like to say out here, we are very close to the city. And when development opportunities come up for our local clubs, more often than not, they're down the line. But I think at that junior level, if we have all those options here, it does really cement that community atmosphere and keeping families and school groups and friends all together, at least for the younger years anyway.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. And Rodney, you mentioned earlier in the program about the, you know, the pressures, the challenges, the competing demands on parents with kids, you know, running them here and there and juggling family expectations and all that. Do you see that as a you know, as a challenge now?
Probably more and more every year. I think there's more and more demands on families, and it just gets harder and harder for them. But we've got to create opportunities. So, you know, even whether it's changing times you train to facilitate that better, creating opportunities, different nights of the week and those sorts of things. So I think sports clubs have got to become more creative in the way they support families and maybe even less demanding at times.
Yes, yes.
But the important thing is that the kids particularly participate. The other challenge for me is our geographics, like for Warburt and Powertown, even Junction as well. There's hardly any clubs the other side of us, so no one drives through our towns
right.
to get to football. So we're at the end of the line to a certain degree.
Which can be an advantage sometimes, Rodney.
Well, possibly, but it means you've got to entice people to come up because, you know, particularly Warburt and Powertown don't have big numbers in terms of, you know, the town itself.
Yes.
So we do need to import people, and it's very hard to entice them when there's nothing the other side of you in terms of sporting opportunities.
Yes, yes. Look, I was citing before the amazing support that you have given as a community bank, together with other grants that have been made available too, we should say. But you've given amazing support to so many sporting community groups over the years, both of you. And I'm just wondering, perhaps just for our listeners, tell us, let's just pick one. Let's pick the AFL Outer East. Christy's already cited that, you know, we've had the two now working together with netball and so on. What are you seeing happening there, Rodney? What's the latest update on the AFL Outer East? Who's winning?
Well, Powertown beat Warburton on the weekend, apparently.
What was that?
So I will give a plug for another game if I can, Bruce, quickly. Warburton and Yarra Junction play this Sunday on Anzac Day.
Oh, great.
And we've got a very big day planned, and I know Yarra Junction are very excited.
So whereabouts?
It's at Warburton.
Yes.
So Warburton Millgrove versus Yarra Junction.
We've
even got the Yarra Junction and Wesburn under-11s playing beforehand.
That's a curtain raiser.
So you've got netball, football as well. So
you better tell us what time.
So the kids game, the under 11 game starts at 11. The reserves start at just after 12, and the seniors at 2. And netball starts at 10 and goes through the afternoon. So it's a very big day, and we've got the local Warburton RSL on board, and they do a lot of fantastic work. And this is their biggest fundraiser for the year. So any support we can get from the local community would be fantastic.
So the under-11s at 11, and then throughout the day. Make a day of it by the sounds, yep. Ronnie. That's terrific. So if you're listening out there, you've now got a plan for Anzac Day, and supported by the RSL locally, and a wonderful way to support them and help them with, as Rodney's saying, their biggest fundraiser of the year.
And if I can go back to your original question with putting that plug in. So the AFL Our East have been really quite amazing. They will... What they're about is participation, and they've made some enormous changes to the way the competition runs to facilitate clubs. So, you know, they wanted just under 19 competition initially, but clubs haven't been able to do that, so they've been incredibly flexible. So they're happy to bring in under-17s and look at they're doing draws only a couple of weeks ahead to facilitate clubs. So they're saying, what can you do? What can't you do? We'll do the draw to make it as... You know,
that's terrific.
Give everybody the best possibility to participate in the sport. So I think they've been really good in that regard. So and netball as well, I might add. They're doing similar with netball.
More good sports. That's fantastic to hear, Rodney. That's really good. So what are we seeing in terms of participation rates? Are we seeing now after, well, in this post-COVID sort of period, which we're really not quite there yet, but... Christy, are we seeing the same sort of uptake from younger kids? I know you've got a couple of kids yourself, you mentioned. Are younger kids taking up sports?
My two boys are involved with the Warialik Junior Football Club, one under 9s and under 13s, and there seems to be good turnouts in that respect. And
great.
Obviously the kids are, like I said before, super excited to get back out there with their friends after the year that we had last year. I believe that there's a larger range of sports now, so we may not be seeing it in uptake in a particular sport, but I think there's more diversity in what kids are choosing to do, whether that be soccer or football, netball, basketball, and definitely that overlap. So, you know, it's not gender related anymore.
Mm-hmm,
there's people doing both. Which is fantastic. So,
terrific. And if you are listening today, I know we had a program just last week with Megan talking about fundraising and grants for community groups. If you missed that, it is podcast on our website on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. But there are certainly sources of grants for community groups. We're talking this morning with Rodney and Christy in relation to the Upper Yarra Community Enterprise, the community banks in Warburton and Yarra Junction. We can also talk about the Australian Sports Foundation, the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal. You can go onto Our Community and have a look at the list of grants that are available on ourcommunity.com, or just have a listen to the podcast, the program that we had last week. There's a whole lot of other pointers there of ways you can go and places you can get help for your community group. So let's have another song, and we'll come back and we'll just talk a little bit more about good sports. This looks like, wow, I just couldn't resist putting this one in. This is Bundy Bears Mates and, yes, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
There's an old Australian stocker, blind, dying. He gets himself up on one elbow.
Yeah, and then what does he do?
He turns to his mates who are gathered around him. and he says, ow. Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed.
They're a dangerous breed, mate. So,
watch me wallabies feed. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool.
Don't go acting a fool, Curl.
Just keep the cockatoo cool. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck.
Don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just
mind me platypus duck. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
He lives somewhere out on the track, Jack.
So take me koala back. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down. Play your didgeridoo, Blue. Play your didgeridoo.
Lame till I shoot through, Blue.
Play your didgeridoo. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Tan my hide when I'm dead, Fred.
Tan me hide when I'm dead.
Mate, that's beautiful.
Oh, thanks, mate.
So he tanned his hide when he died quite. And that's it hanging on the shelf. All together now, tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
You're the wallaby.
Tie me kangaroo down. Sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And it's Thursday, the 22nd of April, leading up to Anzac Day on Sunday. And for those of you who are planning on marching or being a part of the commemorations, perhaps you're like me, you'll stand with a candle out the front of your property or something like that for those who are not able to participate. For those who are, good on you. And it is really important, lest we forget. So that is Sunday. And here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 next Thursday morning, I'll be talking with Bob Ganaway from the RSL, and we'll be talking about Anzac Day commemorations. And the Rats of Tobruk have just celebrated 80 years. Wow, I'm really looking forward to hearing that, Bob Ganaway, if you're listening this morning. But my very special guests here in the studio this morning, Rodney and Christy, and we've been talking about good sports, and these two are certainly good sports, and there's a lot of good sport happening around the valley. The one thing we haven't talked about, Christy, is the real, aside from the bleeding obvious, we haven't talked about the nuances of good health. I'm thinking of mental health and things like that. Is that something that sometimes we underestimate, perhaps, you know, that we don't think, hey, that really is important.
Yeah, well, I think there's been numerous reports and studies that have provided activity and sport and that interaction have benefited the mental health of people. And I think just one thing to point out, we're talking a lot about the sports and the players and those opportunities, but these clubs have fantastic volunteers. And so it's not, even if you don't want to be a player and you just want to get out there for interaction with other people, there is plenty of roles.
Or help in the canteen or something or other,
something
Christy.
Like that. So I think there's opportunity within sport for people that aren't even necessarily sporty, just to potentially interact, and given that we had that year of no interaction pretty much. There's definitely benefits, and I don't know one club, and I'm pretty sure Rod probably doesn't either, that wouldn't take on more volunteers for something on game day. So, but yeah, the mental health aspect's obviously one of the most important things, and definitely proven that exercise, physical and mental well-being can be promoted through sport and sporting in the community.
Mm. Christy, while you're on the microphone, the people listening today, I'm sure there's plenty of us who haven't quite got back into it yet. You know, we've been obviously challenged with COVID and so on. But what's your message? What's your message today in terms of perhaps picking up sport again, or you know, revisiting it, or you know, putting your toe back in the sports bucket or something? Sorry, that's a very mixed metaphor there.
Well, coming from someone who says it's my last season every season, if I can do it, anyone can do it. So, no, look, I think it's really important. It is something that we have a lot of opportunity in our community for all types of people, like I said. And again, shout out to all the volunteers at all our local sporting groups. They really do a fantastic job, and we couldn't continue this without them. So I think don't be scared. There's no boundaries anymore. There's young primary school kids playing bowls and getting in, you know, involved in those sort of sports that originally, you know, probably wouldn't have come up in discussion. And I think there's lots of opportunity. We're really lucky locally to have all these options, and I think it's worthwhile that we utilise them.
Terrific. And if you are a volunteer, if you're a volunteer out there this morning with a sporting club, a community group, someone involved in recreation, then you are, please don't underestimate the amazing contribution you're making towards the health of our local communities. Rodney, your thoughts about this?
Well, I think the other opportunity is to actually, it's a great opportunity to meet local people. We've been, as Christy has said, we've been isolated for some time. So just to even go down and watch, whether it be a local game of football, bowls, whatever, just go down and meet local people so that you can start building again our local communities. So they have been disconnected somewhat for the last 12 or 18 months. So I think sport is a great avenue to rebuild some of those things. So people think through that. I think there's a great opportunity there as well.
There you go. So if you've been in hibernation for a little while, if you've been, if the cobwebs are sort of coming off your ears or something or other, then now's the time. Now's as good a time as any after the school holidays to get back into it. And, you know, there are so many community groups. Just have a look at your local sports directory or something or other, and you'll find something there to your liking. We're going to have one more song, and then we're going to come back and wrap it up. Let's have a listen to Joe Cocker.
Look
can be hard.
All we have is here and now. All our
as long, there are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain. Love lifts us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear wind blows. Time goes by, no time to cry. Life's you and I, a lot day. Love lifts us up where we.
I'm Bruce Argyle. Thanks so much for being a part of our Community Conversations program here this morning with my very special guests, Christy Sumner, who is the Senior Manager for the Upper Yarra Community Enterprise, the community bank in Warburton and Yarra Junction, and Rodney McHale, who, wearing many hats, is also the Chair of the Community Bank, life member of the footy and Treasurer of the Bowls Club. Rodney, I don't know how you do it. You'll have to give up your day job. I think you have just as well, otherwise you wouldn't have time for all these things. So thanks so much, both of you, for coming in today. I think we've been inspired about your commitment, both of you, on a personal level and on a community level in terms of your commitment to good sports and healthy community, if I could say that. So let's hear a final word from each of you, a final thought, Christy, to someone who might be sitting out there thinking, which sport will I do and when? Or will I or won't I? Your thought.
I think there's more benefits to it than some people may think. So I think we've talked about a number of aspects and probably areas that people didn't think they could get involved in. So I say give it a go.
Give it a go. Don't be backwards and coming forwards. Fantastic. And Rodney, what would your final thought be this morning?
I think as much as anything, it's take a chance. If you're a little bit nervous, you haven't been involved for a while, take the chance. Sports clubs are full of fantastic, wonderful people. So get out there and participate, be part of it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
There you go. Words of advice. Christy, you were going to add something, I could tell, were you? No. All good. So wonderful opportunities. There are, as Rodney rattled off at the beginning of the program, so many groups that you can get involved with, that you can get your kids involved with. And Corey, even you and I can get involved with. So there you go. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. And keep up the wonderful work you're doing. You are both good sports, but we've got some amazing good sports in the community too. So thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce, and thanks, Cora.
Yes, and listeners, we look forward to your company same time next week with the amazing Bob Ganaway and our Anzac Day special. Thanks for being a part of the conversation today.